The federal police have launched Australia's second ever foreign bribery investigation. At the centre of the case is a Sydney-based construction company that has links to some of Australia's most notorious terrorists. A former New South Wales Attorney General and Supreme Court judge has resigned as the company's chairman. While the bribery case itself is not linked to terrorism offences and the former politician is not a police suspect, experts say the case should serve as a wake-up call to the business community. Tim Lammercraft reports.
After a series of raids in Sydney last week, the Australian Federal Police charged the directors of Sydney-based construction company Lifees, Mamdou and Ibrahim Elamar, with foreign bribery offences. It's alleged the two attempted to bribe Iraqi government officials in order to secure multi-million dollar contracts there. Mamdou's son, Mohammed, is one of Australia's most wanted terrorists, infamous for posing with the severed heads of victims believed to have been killed by Islamic radicals in Syria. Mamdou's other brother, Mohammed Ali Elamar, is in jail for one of Australia's largest terror plots. Within hours of the AFP's raids on the firm's offices last Thursday, the former opposition leader of the New South Wales Liberal Party, John Dowd, resigned as chairman of Lifees, where he's been a director for over 6 years. Earlier this week, the new AFP commissioner, Andrew Colvin, confirmed it's only the second foreign bribery case to reach the courts.
The AFP holds 14 active foreign bribery investigations at the moment. Of those, though, only 13 have foreign bribery as a primary offence. And I will say that of those 14, only 9 are publicly known at this stage. 2 matters are at court, neither are resolved.
No charges have been laid against John Dowd, and the ABC makes no suggestion of legal impropriety on his behalf. The former New South Wales Attorney General and retired Supreme Court judge confirmed to the ABC he had resigned from the Lifees board but is unable to comment further as the matter is before the courts.
Having another prosecution in Australia for foreign bribery really should be a wake-up call to all directors and executives, both listed and non-listed companies.
Neville Tiffin is a director with Transparency International Australia and the former head of global compliance for Rio Tinto.
So if I was a director of any company, I'd be really checking my compliance programs, not just for the sake of the company, but for the sake of the shareholders and even for my own sake.
He says it's the duty of directors to ensure their company is abiding by the law.
The chairman, as, if you like, the senior director, it's obviously he's in a pivotal position to guide the company, and he should be making sure that the board is asking the right questions of management, really testing out management, really making sure they're digging deep and to find out any weak spots in the processes.
The OECD has been critical of Australia's handling of foreign bribery matters.
We have been on notice for quite some years now.
Professor Ian Ramsey is the director of the Centre for Corporate Law at Melbourne University.
To some degree, the government has responded. So, for example, several years ago, they substantially increased the penalties where it is proven that someone engages in bribery of a foreign public official. But there's more to the issue here than simply increasing the penalties or having strong law on the books. At the same time, we need very strong enforcement. And I think it would be true to say that the Australian record over a number of years has been fairly patchy, particularly under those provisions of the Criminal Code Act that deal with bribery of foreign officials.
Mamdou and Ibrahim Elamar will appear in court on foreign bribery charges next month and face jail sentences of up to 10 years if found guilty.
Tim Lammercraft reporting.